We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, it does not feel like a Friday to me, except when he starts playing the music. And then I remember that it's Friday. The stock market closed. Another brutal day. I don't know what to tell you. September, the Dow ends the month down more than 8% for the month, which is an unbelievably staggering monthly drop. Your stock market close, sponsored by QC Kinetics. If you've got chronic pain, want to avoid surgery and steroids, call QC Kinetics for your free consultation today. 1-800-292-4919. Dow Jones down 500 points today. S&P 500 down 55 points. NASDAQ down 162 points. And good riddance for the month. Let's get headlines here because we went long listening to Mike McDaniel in the 3 o'clock hour. So let us begin this hour a little bit late, but begin the hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
I just kind of, you know, told you in the break, hey, we've got to keep this short. And I realized what I'm about to do strays away from that.
Okay.
But I must ask.
All right.
Why are you wearing your hat like Adam Gase?
As the day goes on and the Dow Jones goes lower, I keep pulling it lower and lower and lower. I don't know. Just add it on that way. Would you like me to correct it back to a proper hat-wearing level?
It's very distracting.
Is it?
I've got to be honest, yeah.
All right.
You're not supposed to have your whole forehead out when you're wearing a hat.
You felt like I was, what, hiding from you in some way?
Not from me. It just, like, you kept moving it lower and lower and lower to the point where the back of the cap was no longer on your head. So now I'm seeing, like, the baldness behind you. I don't see your eyes. It's covering your nose. It's just a little distracting.
All right. Well, I'll put it back to a proper level if you want.
That's it right there.
This is not a proper level, no.
That's how you're supposed to be, man.
This low?
Supposed to cover your eyes. That's what you got a bill for.
Not this low.
I'm already a little triggered by your selection of earphones, the CVS ones or whatever it is you call them.
Oh, Beats by CVS?
Them headphones are terrible.
I love these headphones.
Terrible.
Trust me, yours can't be more than $4 either.
These are the free ones they give you on the plane. I get them every time.
So don't even talk about mine. Mine, I at least had to purchase with a credit card.
Them planes, boy, you get on JetBlue, they'll give you a new pair of headphones every flight.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Dolphins dropped to 3-1. They lose by 12 points in Cincinnati last night. And Tua did leave the game, we know, with head and neck injuries. He was taken to a hospital. He was released from the hospital. He flew home with the team. Mike McDaniel, we just heard in the last hour, reiterated that he did not suffer head injuries on Sunday versus Buffalo.
Right. Did suffer last night.
Yes.
Significant head injury.
The Marlins, they beat the Brewers last night. They'll do it again tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday in Milwaukee. 8:10 is your first pitch tonight.
All right.
Inter Miami, they play a big one tonight at Toronto FC. 7:30 is your kickoff time.
That game will be on 560 WQAM.
The Panthers, they'll play another preseason game against the Huracanes of Carolina tomorrow at 1.
All right. FLA Live Arena.
Your NFL schedule, some games I think may be of interest for some Dolphins fans down here. The first one, early, Saints-Vikings in London.
All right, 9:30 a.m.
I hate it.
I love it.
That's too early for football.
Oh, I love it. Get a whole day Sunday. The 9:30 game, the 1 o'clock, the 4:25, the 8:15. I love that. I think it's great.
I'm a fan of breakfast and football.
Oh, I love it. Sign me up every week.
Can't eat chicken wings at 9:15.
Sure you can. Whose rules are you living by?
Plus, you're not supposed to eat chicken wings for the London game. It's tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets.
Not eating a crumpet.
All right.
The Jets play in Pittsburgh 1 p.m. The Bills, they play the Ravens 1 p.m. The Ravens, I was looking at their schedule. They opened up all four of their first games against the AFC East.
That's a good one.
Patriots at Packers, 4:25 in Green Bay. And then Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, Bucks, 8:20. Looks like it'll be played at Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, everything seems to be fine. My son, you know, goes to the University of Tampa, and their campus was unscathed. They actually opened it up today back for students, and classes will start Monday. But, I mean, there was nothing. They didn't even lose power on that campus.
Dang.
So, and that's in the middle of downtown Tampa.
Yeah. You saw the stuff in Naples and Fort Myers. That was terrible.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. I mean, that's going to take years to rebuild and recover from that.
Places like Sanibel, Captiva.
Sanibel and Captiva. I mean, wow. It was hard to look. Hard to look at some of that video.
Fort Myers Beach, they have that area, Times Square,
Fort
Myers Beach.
Gone.
Decimated.
Gone.
Piece of NBA news, insignificant, but I'm sure Crowder is going to jump on his bandwagon now that he signed with the Celtics. Blake Griffin going to Beantown.
that's your team, man.
Him and Malcolm?
Look at that.
They got something.
Somebody texts in, so is the 790 the ticket text line going away? Yes. So as of Monday, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, as of Monday, 790 the ticket ceases to exist. I think it's called Radio Libre. So that'll be the last time I ever listen to that station. But The text line we've always used, because we're on both stations, we've always used the ticket one. So we need to start transitioning right now.
Let's do it.
So what is the 560 text number?
305-567.
Write this down, Crowder.
0-560.
560.
357-0560. I knew that.
561, what?
No, Crowder just got it wrong. 305-567-0560.
So how do I sign into that, though?
I can give you access, I believe.
All right. I would like to have access. I have just, I think, for the final time ever, signed out of the 790 the ticket text line.
Wow.
But I don't know how to sign into the 561. Now, what is that number?
305-567-0560.
All right. Write that down, Crowder.
567-305.
It's the area code.
567-0560. So we're going to start it for the last 2 hours of the show, but starting Monday, that will be the only way to text us.
Yes.
305-567-0560. Everybody make the change now.
Yeah.
Telling you.
I don't like that you do 0560, 0560. Don't get it confused. People might put the letter O in there. 0560.
That's a damn dummy there.
I don't think those are the people I want to hear from anyway. So I'd like to weed those people out of the text line.
Do I have a username?
Yeah. I can't tell you on the air, though. We made it for you a couple of years ago. We weren't as friendly back then.
Y'all mean.
305-567-0560.
Guys, finally.
Kind of sad. Kind of wistful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll miss 790?
It was a huge part of my life. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of radio listeners that I've heard from so many people since it got publicized yesterday. That was, you know, their formative years in sports radio. The Levitard Show, Boog Shambi, Sid Rosenberg, Sedano, the Sports Brothers, Craig Minervini at the beginning. I mean, we had some Cigar Dave. Remember Cigar Dave?
No.
You used to listen to all AM radio. Cigar Dave, what a wacky guy that was. Mike Buck from Nature B. Nature B-E-E. Yeah, 7.99 the ticket. That's a that has to be a big part of your growing up. I mean, it was started in 04 and has lasted to 2022. So made it 35 years.
That's not the math.
No?
No.
That didn't work out right?
I shook my head.
Because 35 years, I would have had my pension. Yeah. Did I come close?
Cutting off our pension? I need to come to some of these meetings. These Zooms are at bad times.
Anything else, Solana?
Nothing serious, no. Right. Your weather, it's sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. 866-954-MORE. That's a different number. That's for DeMesmin and Dover. You can also go to your
accidentattorneys.com. 866-954-MORE.
No, see, I knew this would get confusing for
How
you
How do
two.
I sign into that?
Youraccidentattorneys.com is the website.
That's the new website for the show?
Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, your lows. I mean, you're just confusing people is what you're doing. You're confusing people.
I'm sorry.
We're trying to be transparent.
I'm sorry.
We're confusing people. Pull your hat up. Let's focus.
I did pull my hat up.
Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 70s, upper 60s. A little cool night ahead of us.
That's the text line? Low 70? So you just text what? 72, 73?
305-567-0560.
All right. Yes. I'm yelling at me. I'm in my feels for 790. He's yelling at me. What did I do?
He ain't get much sleep.
I know.
I know.
He's cranky. Yeah. Sorry.
Go give him a hug.
Goodness.
Hey, you don't like to touch. Not a toucher.
Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in the next segment. He is the reason 790 went out of business.
Huh? How was that?
No, Dr. Chuck, he is our staff physician, if you will. And we just wanted to ask him some of the concussion questions and whatnot. So he'll join us here in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm a doctor. Do you have any medical questions for me or anything?
No.
Okay.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Chuck Metzger, our friend, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. For those who may not know, Dr. Chuck Metzger is a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics and chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He is a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and he's been in private practice in Boca Raton since 1999, 55 years. So you can follow him if you want on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. He actually was watching the game last night. He tweeted immediately what was going on with Tua, just on from what he saw with his hands. Again, you can follow Chuck on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. I know that it was not 55 years, by the way, starting in 99. Dr. Chuck is on the line. Hello, Dr. Metzger.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
So just explain at the beginning, for people who didn't see your tweet last night, what was the hands in that awkward, you know, like rigid position? What is that called, and what is that a sign of?
So the actual like mechanism or the position they were in is sometimes called the fencing response, almost like, you know, the hands the position your hands are in when you're fencing. And actually, we see that in young children when they're couple of months old, like infants. You can see them, actually, my son Charlie actually has that position of his hands, not exactly that, but when we took his first picture when he was first born. So it's called a fencing response, and you have it when you're a very young child, but it goes away, and it can sometimes happen when you sustain a trauma to the head or a concussion. But what I referred to is called a decorticate posture. And what that means is, depending on what part of your brain gets injured by a concussion, so oftentimes in boxing, if you see someone get knocked out, their hands extend out as if they're still kind of punching. And some people may think, oh, they're still trying to fight even though they're kind of unconscious. And in reality, that's called decerebrate posturing. And it's just a different part of the brain called the cerebrum is affected by the concussion as opposed to the cortex, which is what happened to Tua. So long story short, I was referring to the way his arms were kind of spasming and the hands were kind of spasming related to the brain trauma, the traumatic brain injury he took as part of his concussion when he was sacked.
And Doc, I got knocked out, but I just went limp. Is it the same thing as just different reactions from your brain?
Yeah, just it's more of a sign typically of a moderate concussion when you get those types of things, so a moderate to severe concussion. There's a range and there's a variety of ways to kind of quantify or, you know, qualify the severity of it. But basically what he sustained was a sign of a more moderate to moderately severe concussion.
Dr. Chuck Metzger is with us. Now, I point out when he comes on with us, talk about someone's injury, he is not dealing with that patient. So when we talk about Tua and the condition, we're speaking in abstracts because he has not obviously had the knowledge of actually working with him on this. So he goes down. There's been a whole bunch of conversation today about what happened originally the previous Sunday in Buffalo when he kind of staggered back to the huddle out of that sack. So Mike McDaniel in his press conference today and the Dolphins and Tua, they've all been resolute since it happened that it was not a head injury, it was his back, and he again today, Mike McDaniel, and I do believe him, but I also believe my eyes. So I do believe, though, that when they say he was not in the concussion protocol because he passed that afternoon on that Sunday, and then they did check him for concussion-like symptoms every day of the week leading up to Thursday, and he never had any and never displayed any. What do your eyes tell you from the original Sunday after he got sacked in Buffalo?
So, you know, I didn't see the play because I was unfortunately traveling while this was all going on initially, but I did see him collapse. So in other words, I didn't see the quarterback sneak that he apparently injured his back on. But what I did see was the sack, and when he was sacked, the first thing he did was reach for his head as it's kind of snapped back and hit the turf. He got up, took some steps, and that's when he kind of fell forward. You know, what I would have expected from someone whose back was bad enough to cause them to lose, you know, their ability to walk and lock up on them would be to immediately grab at your back. And he didn't do that. He actually kind of acted woozy and kind of reached a little bit towards his helmet as if he was reaching for his head when all that was kind of going on. And so it really gave an impression that, hey, he just hit his head. He kind of feels woozy. You could call that a very mild concussion, whether that's, you know, a little bit of semantics, I don't know. But, I mean, you know, what I saw was someone who looked like they sustained a very mild, you know, kind of ding or a concussion in medical terms, and certainly not a back-related injury as to the reason why he fell. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with what you were kind of saying leading into this question was, you know, I think they both can be right in the sense that it could be a concussion and he could pass the concussion protocol in the locker room and still be able to play.
And Doc, the concussion protocol, you say like the symptoms, and I've taken it, they give you all big long list of words, and then they change the topic and bring back to the words to see if you can remember, and they do all that stuff. It's a bunch of tests. But then they always give you CT scans and MRIs and X-rays. Like, it seems as if those MRIs, X-rays, CT scans should show something more than a list of questions that you have to answer to show you don't have a concussion. There's nothing medical you can do to see a concussion or swelling or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you see those things on scans, it's because it's a severe or life-threatening injury, actually. So the reason you're trying to do those things is to clear the neck. So like they mentioned when he fell yesterday that they were taking him to the hospital for a head and neck injury. And basically what they're saying is we're trying to rule those things out. So, you know, they're trying to rule out a fracture of the neck, you know, the spine of the neck, and or bleeding inside of the brain. So their hope is that all of that is clear, and then they can take him off the backboard and the neck brace or those types of things, and kind of allow him to move his head around before they, you know, so essentially they're trying to clear him, is the term we use in the emergency room. Hey, let's clear his C-spine first, do x-rays, do a CAT scan of the brain. Sometimes they do CAT scans of the neck as well, which I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do that on him as well. And so it will typically show nothing. It'll show, you know, no swelling, no bleeding. If you do see those things, that's a reason to stay in the hospital, potentially, you know, even have surgery, those types of very serious things. But I've almost never seen that with any kind of even the most severe types of concussion. So, you know, obviously what you're referring to, Channing, is before the year, they do these kind of concussion protocol baseline, you know, evaluations. They then, you know, when you go through the actual, you have a concussion or suspected concussion during the game, they'll go through those same questions and see how you respond. Also, what the things they would look for, just, hey, you see if you're nauseated, if you're throwing up, see if you're kind of hiding your eyes from the light because you have photosensitivity. And they also watch your eyes move. You know, we look for certain what we call saccadic movements, which are movements of the eyes that look, you know, are erratic. They're kind of moving quickly back and forth, and things that you can't fake, you know, or hide. And those are all signs of, you know, various injuries or portions of your brain that have been injured as part of the traumatic brain injury or concussion. So those types of things are, it's just kind of a whole thing that's been set up, and I really feel like it's quite solid. I know that they're, you know, bringing up, you know, hey, should we change this? Should we get a new protocol? I think that, like I said, I think both sides can be right here. It's bad to get concussions, but, you know, if the protocol was followed, and it sounds like it was, you know, you clear someone, and it's, you know, the fact that he had a quite mild concussion, it sounds like, you know, let's just assume, but cleared protocol on Sunday and then played and had a head injury again, probably set him up for a, you know, more significant, you know, susceptibility to getting another concussion. But it you know, I don't know that that's really preventable, because the cause is the actual trauma. You know, don't let him get sacked you know, have him get
rid of
the ball.
It's kind of inherent in the game and in the position. It's difficult. But so that what happened last night, because some people I thought were a little confused on Twitter, all the Twitter doctors out there, when he goes down last night, while it was super uncomfortable to watch, because you don't want to see anybody lock up like that, because it's, you know, you're like, oh my God, does he have a serious head injury? When they cart him off the field and immobilize his head, that's a precautionary maneuver.
Exactly.
He would have 100% been fine. I mean, we kind of know now. He probably would have been able to walk off under his own strength. But as a precautionary maneuver, you're doing that, and then you're getting him to the trauma unit. You're checking to see if there's a brain bleed or swelling. And it seems like the reason that they would discharge him last night, he'd be able to travel home with the team, is because any of the possibilities of significant head or neck trauma did not materialize. But they did everything the right way last night. You can speak as a doctor. To me, as an outsider, it looks like they did everything the right way from the moment of the injury up until also discharging him, which is the right thing to do if he doesn't have any significant injuries.
100%. Yeah, he's clear to travel. You know, again, I know that that's all sounds like crazy thoughts if someone is unfamiliar with it and they just see what happened. But, you know, from every point of view, everything was done the way I would have expected it. Again, I've worked in the football, arena in the collegiate level, and you know, you see these types of injuries, and that's exactly what you do. You always clear someone. You take precautions, and so you know, if you ask someone what you're doing, you know, if in the middle of it, you're asked, you know, by a media member, you're going to give the report as if you're saying, "Hey, we're ruling out essentially head and neck trauma, and whether there's sustained serious injury, the person has sustained a serious injury." So exactly. And so once you clear that, there's no purpose in the patient, you know, in this case, Tua, being in the hospital at that point. There's nothing, there's no infusion, there's no treatment, there's no surgery, there's no therapy. It's just, hey, let's just follow him and give him time for his brain to kind of recover from this. And that varies person to person, injury to injury, and, you know, all that. So,
and Doc, like you work with athletes, you know, for years now. Do you go in with, especially football players or, you know, contact sport guys, knowing they're going to lie to you? Because I'm going to lie. I'm never going to say I had a headache. I'm never going to say I'm dizzy.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why we look for certain things. We look for certain eye movements and things like that. We look for, you know, we listen for slurred speech. We, you know, look for the nausea point of view. We look for the wooziness, you know, when we ask questions, how quickly they're going to answer, those types of things. And again, it's not always perfect. And you could say, hey, maybe we could have done better with Tua in the sense that, but the reality is, he really looked okay. He came out. It's hard to come back from a concussion and fake it. You can do it in some cases, and you're right. I heard you guys talking earlier in the show today. It's like, you know, most people are relatively like they just want to keep doing what they're doing if they like or love what they're doing. Athletes are that times a million. So, you know, there's that competitive edge. There's everything about them. They want to prove themselves, all that. That's how they got where they are. So, yeah, it's always going to be hard to take them out of those types of situations. But when it comes to these types of things, you know, that's all the more reason to set up a protocol like this. But I, like I said, I keep going back to it. I really feel like both sides can be right in the sense, hey, that was a concussion. Okay, fair enough. They took him through the protocol. The protocol doesn't just say, hey, do you want to go back out there? You know, it's, or do you feel you have a headache? No, it's physical examination. It's stuff that is much harder to reproduce unless you're clear from a concussion or the symptoms of concussion. So I think that that's the best you can do. I don't know how you can really improve upon that.
Right. And then obviously if there's a significant condition like the brain bleed or whatever, that, I mean, you'll see it. You'll see it on the imaging. So,
yeah.
There you go, Dr. Chuck Metzger. Again, he's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He has been team doctor for FAU Athletics and chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. Thank you, Dr. Chuck.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You do the same. Sound like Keith Jackson getting out of there. We got ourselves a wing-ding doodle for the weekend.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, about 10 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. We have covered a lot of ground since 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes.
Hey, starting Monday, it'll be the brand new lineup on this radio station. So 790 The Ticket, for those of you who are not, you know, on social media, 790 The Ticket will cease to exist on Monday. 790 The Ticket will be gone. It will be Spanish language conservative talk. And so the only place to get your sports, this is why we've been telling you this for over a week, the place to get your sports is 560 WQAM. It'll start every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz. And then Tobin and Leroy. We were FaceTiming with Leroy during one of the commercial breaks. He was getting one of the pins removed from his thumb.
Nasty.
So Tobin and Leroy, 10 till 2, and then we'll be on from 2 till 6. And then on 560, I mean, you'll have all your sports at night. You know, the Heat are now on 560. And you get Dolphins Rewind with Solana and Hurricane Hotline, all the stuff. So starting Monday, 560 WQAM. In the line of thinking with that, I have fully switched over to the 560 text line. If you text the 790 number, I will never see it, ever. If you text that 790 number, it goes right into the ether. No one will see it ever again. In fact, you can, you know, share your deepest, darkest thoughts there. It'll never be seen by anybody.
I do that.
So I'm on the new text line, 305-567-0560. That's the new text line forevermore. That's the text line we will be checking. There's a bunch of people texting, it works. I have responded to only one person, and I was rude.
Why are you nasty?
Because the person texted, the debate today has been if guys like Hockman are wrong when they told us Tua wouldn't be plagued by injuries if we drafted him. And so I texted him back. I said, yeah, you saw that he was susceptible to head injuries more than others. You know, it's one thing to go, the guy has a weak knee. Mm-hmm. This guy apparently saw his skull. So I just said, dumb text. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, what are you doing there? Now, sometimes you do get frustrated. Solana, during one of the commercial breaks, yelled at a caller. Now, nobody calls the station anymore because we don't take any calls. Somebody called the station and did, and this annoys me too, but I walked in at the end, but then I got the whole story. Somebody calls in and Solana answers and the guy goes, you guys are constantly mispronouncing Tua Tagovailoa's name or whatever, you know, because there is no N in Tagovailoa. But Tua himself has done interviews. That's how it's, that's the Hawaiian pronunciation. It is pronounced Tagovailoa. So somebody's calling in. It was earlier in the show. And I walk into Solana's side of the studio, and all I hear is, because it's pronounced Tagovailoa, I've spoken to him myself about it. Bye! Slams down the phone.
Solana had a rough
He's running on, what, 2 hours sleep? Any sleep?
2.5 hours of sleep. But you know what? I matched his energy because he wasn't polite about
right,
it.
He was giving you a lesson.
I asked him, have you spoken to Tua? I have. I'm like, okay, guy, you're wrong. You're dumb. Goodbye.
I have. The guy said he had spoken to him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Lose our number, jackass. What happened here? It's Friday.
No. Solana, you set the tone.
Yeah, man.
Walked in with a little edge. So
that's all right.
Man, we're a team. You're upset, I'm upset.
I like it. Anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.